The Master of Existence lurks in us and plays at hide and seek with his own force. In nature's instrument loiters secret God. The immanent lives in man as in his house. He has made the universe his pastime's field, a vast gymnasium of his works of might. All-knowing, he accepts our darkened state. Divine, wear shapes of animal or man. Eternal, he assents to fate and time. Immortal, dallies with mortality. The all-conscious ventured into ignorance. The all-blissful bore to be insensible. Incarnate in a world of strife and pain, he puts on joy and sorrow like a robe, and drinks experience like a strengthening wine. He whose transcendence rules the pregnant vasts, prescient now dwells in our subliminal depths, a luminous individual power alone. The absolute, the perfect, the alone has called out of the silence his mute force, where she lay in the featureless and formless hush, guarding from time by her immobile sleep the ineffable puissance of his solitude. The absolute, the perfect, the alone has entered with his silence into space. He has fashioned these countless persons of one self. He has built a million figures of his power. He lives in all who lived in his vast alone. Space is himself, and time is only he. The absolute, the perfect, the immune, one who is in us as our secret self. Our mask of imperfection has assumed. He has made this tenement of flesh his own. His image in the human measure cast, that to his divine measure we might rise. Then in a figure of divinity, the Maker shall recast us and impose a plan of Godhead on the mortal's mold, lifting our finite minds to his infinite, touching the moment with eternity. This transfiguration is earth's due to heaven, a mutual debt binds man to the supreme. His nature we must put on as he put ours. We are sons of God and must be even as he. His human portion we must grow divine. Our life is a paradox with God for key. But meanwhile, all is a shadow cast by a dream, and to the musing and immobile spirit, life and himself don the aspect of a myth, the burden of a long, unmeaning tale. For the key is hid, and by the inconscient kept. The secret God beneath the threshold dwells. In a body obscuring the immortal spirit, a nameless resident, vesting unseen powers with matter's shapes and motives beyond thought, and the hazard of an unguessed consequence, an omnipotent, indiscernible influence, he sits, unfelt by the form in which he lives, and veils his knowledge by the groping mind. A wanderer in a world his thoughts have made, he turns in a chiaroscuro of error and truth, to find a wisdom that on high is his. As one forgetting, he searches for himself. As if he had lost an inner light, he seeks. As a sojourner lingering amid alien scenes, he journeys to a home he knows no more. His own self's truth he seeks. Who is the truth? He is the player who became the play. He is the thinker who became the thought. He is the many who was the silent one. In the symbol figures of the cosmic force, and in her living and inanimate signs, and in her complex tracery of events, he explores the ceaseless miracle of himself, till the thousandfold enigma has been solved in the single light of an all-witnessing soul. This was his compact with his mighty mate. For love of her and joined to her forever, to follow the course of time's eternity, amid magic dramas of her sudden moods and the surprises of her masked idea and the vicissitudes of her vast caprice. Two seem his goals, yet ever are they one, and gaze at each other over bornless time. Spirit and matter are their end and source. A seeker of hidden meanings in life's forms, of the great mother's wide uncharted will and the rude enigma of her terrestrial ways, he is the explorer and the mariner on a secret inner ocean without born. He is the adventurer and cosmologist of a magic earth's obscure geography. In her material order's fixed design, where all seem sure, and even when changed the same, even though the end is left forever unknown, and ever unstable is life's shifting flow, his paths are found for him by silent fate. As stations in the age's weltering flood, firm lands appear that tempt and stay a while. Then new horizons lure the mind's advance. There comes no close to the finite's boundlessness. There is no last certitude in which thought can pause, and no terminus to the soul's experience. A limit, a farness never wholly reached, an unattained perfection calls to him from distant boundaries in the unseen. A long beginning only has been made.